Hey, City Art listeners, it's Serenity here, and I'm here with Jesse from People of the Earth and Gina. Please introduce yourselves a little bit.
Hello, good morning, Long Beach. This is Jesse, founder of People of the Earth, and I'm here with Gina.
Hello, my name is Gina Overholtz, and I had the privilege of doing the Sky Resilience training with People of the Earth crew a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Okay, so for our listeners that may not know or remember what the Sky Resilience training was, People of the Earth hosted it last month for 3 days in Long Beach, and it focused on breath work to help with things like mental health, stress, sleep quality for both veterans and the community. And today we're going to be doing a little follow-up to see how the training has left an impact. So, Gina, you attended the most recent Sky Resilience training. Was that the first time you attended the workshop?
It wasn't actually. What People of the Earth crew has made possible is if you are related to a veteran. So my father's a Vietnam vet, and then my husband's brother is a Navy vet. So he and I participated in the workshop that was in, I think, June of 2022. Here on the CVC campus. And then when the opportunity came for a 3 day instead of a 5 day this last month, and I was invited. So it was my point of being is that it was my second workshop.
Nice. Was there something specific that made you want to attend, like the past couple ones, like motivated you in some way?
Well, I think for me, because I tend to live in my head and be filled with anxiety from time to time, or just over worry, the idea of using your breath to focus or calm down or get more rest, it just really intrigued me because Lord knows we could all use being able to calm down and focus. So that motivated me.
Did you have any expectations going into the workshop at all?
I really didn't. To me, the idea of the breath being a powerful tool, like that you don't need anything but your breath, is just really intriguing. So I just went in knowing, well, it's some sort of yoga breath thing. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
Nice. And I mean, kind of answers the next question, but I'm a little curious. Before you did the workshop, did you have any breathing techniques? Or were you familiar with any breathing techniques at all?
Probably dabbling in things here and there with a yoga class here and there, or just the idea of like, okay, take 10 deep breaths or hold it here. But even knowing like, what is ujjayi breathing, or do you breathe through your nose or through your mouth and that sort of thing? Just very, very inexperienced with it.
And then, Jesse, can I ask you if you could remind us what types of exercises there were, if you can remember?
Definitely can't remember the names of it, and I'll be straight and honest. But I know that there's the alternative nostril technique. We got bellows breaths, or also known as victory breaths. But just the synchronization of the breathing with what the course provides is what makes the big difference. So it's kind of one of those things you have to go through it to be more familiar as you continue your journey or your curiosity.
Okay. And then was there any exercises that were introduced to you in the workshop that you felt were very helpful that like you might still use today or still think about?
Sure, absolutely. I'm not going to get the names of the breaths right, but the difference between the first and the second workshop to me is that the second workshop being shorter, I felt like the techniques were just very clear. Like you do a sequence that takes 20 minutes or less every day, you know, starting with, you know, being able to, it's all nasal breathing, but then there's also this thing called ujjayi breathing that is where you use your throat muscles basically and take the breath that way. So being able to breathe in, then hold it for a few seconds, and then slowly breathe out, breathing out longer than you've breathed in, just techniques like that. The sequence of breathing, where he was mentioning you do the bellows breath as well. So that's a quicker breathing. and then going into another series of breaths, like it's like 20, 40, and 40 of these kinds of breaths. Just doing that and making the space for that every day is just a really centering and grounding thing. And the instructor said, do this for 40 days after this workshop and see what happens, see what changes. And for me, I feel like just having that focus and that centering every day feels like the day is more manageable.
That's great. After the workshop, did you have any like future goals for like the trainings? Did you like hope that it would help you in certain ways? Or do you feel like you want to attend more workshops in the future or get connected with other resources or try new breathing techniques?
I absolutely would want to do this in the future. I'd also really like to see it because I have a teenage son. So just something for the teenagers to help them focus and calm, because if you can imagine how stressful it is being an adult in 2023 with the world feeling like it's going to hell in a handbasket.
Of course.
Then imagine being, 17 years old right now, trying to navigate
hormones and popularity and stuff like that. And I mean, your son plays sports, so he is familiar with breathing. It's just that we don't get this extra class or this course to teach us like the benefits of controlling our breathing in all aspects. And, I didn't know that you actually did it for 40 extra days after the course. Congratulations on that. Cause a lot of us, I know the first time I went through it, I was like, I don't know if I can do this for an extra 30 days or whatnot. Right. But the last time I did it, I did commit with the group through text. We kept each other on check and we did it for like the 40 days and I was still processing a lot of things. And it was just really interesting how you mentioned that you were grounded and it just helped you throughout the day. And that's how I felt as well with that.
Thanks. I guess then a question I have is like, do you ever recommend breathing exercises to other people? Like, do you have like a specific one that you feel like would be good for like maybe someone who's a beginner or someone who's just, wants to help with stress?
Yeah, I definitely, the other day I had a friend, we were chatting around the subject of sleeping and he says his sleeping pattern has been all crazy and, he's like my age around like 30 and, he like wakes up early, he goes to sleep late. And so, I was just like, well, what do you do before you go to sleep? And just kind of like advising him. But I did mention to him trying out the, just a simple, I think it's like, you breathe in 7 seconds, you hold it for 4, and then you exhale for 8 seconds. And you do that for about 10 times right before going to sleep. And I just told him, like, let me know what you think. What do you think? And it doesn't work the first time. And I even tried it that same evening because I was having some issues falling asleep. And I fell asleep right on the 9th time. Like, I didn't even make it to the 10th. And I, like, tend to forget that sometimes, that this is a tool, a skill, or something that I can use to go to sleep. And I don't know if you had the same, I'll extend the same question to you, or the same question gets extended to you, Gina. Like, how did you feel? Did you try that? Or have you, also share that?
Absolutely. In doing that sequence of different types of breathing over 20 minutes, the ultimate exercise that we got from the thing, I actually am dozing off while I'm doing it now because it relaxes me so much, because in my mind, I'm trying to, did I do 20 breaths? Did I do 40 breaths?
Right.
And I can't, I'm dozing off in the middle. So it's really great to help.
To go through that. And then you're mentioning right there, which is like why the breathing is so important to stay grounded. And we forget what grounding means, is staying in the present. And you mentioned earlier, you like many others and myself including, we tend to think about life and what ifs and all this stuff, but you just mentioning that you're actually counting, did I do 20, did I do the 40, you're actually staying in the present and you can't even, remember if you finished because the breath did its work, at the end of the day. So, that ultimately is just staying grounded.
Very nice. So I guess, would you say that these exercises have helped you influence the way that you cope or like approach mental health or just stress in general?
Gina?
I think the way that I cope is a crucial question here because, it's really easy, especially since I'm quite a bit older than you, it's really easy for my brain to just go right into like,
all right.
Yeah. So the slightest thing can just, oh, things aren't going according to plan. Uh-oh, I'm going to have a meltdown kind of thing. So right. I feel like I'm more meltdown as an adult than I was as a child. So having that grounding is crucial. And I think I would recommend this workshop to everyone that has the chance. But the caveat is it will bring up some things out of nowhere, like that might have happened in the past that you're still processing some anger about. And that's no reason not to pursue the breathing, but just have that in the back of your mind that it'll bring up some things that will have to come out. So for me, I definitely went through that by the second night of the first 5-day workshop. I was like, wait a minute, I'm still angry at my mom about this thing or that thing. And
right.
And so it was all part of the process, and I wouldn't be afraid of that.
That's the thing is, you know, the unknown, you know, like when I went through this course, I didn't know what I was signing up myself for, but because I was advertising it and I was like getting other veterans to join, I was like, well, I'll take the initiative to go through it as well, you know. And I had a lot of things getting processed to this day still, you know. And I think that a lot of people shy away from that growth because it is uncomfortable. And just like anything in life, going through the things that you've gone through before and you haven't processed is difficult, and it's supposed to be like that. Because at the end of the day, there is a light, and it's how much energy you put behind it that will get you closer to that relief. And so obviously the more you do it, or the more we recommend other folks to try it out. Yeah. Just maybe, going through that course live, helps you connect with someone else that you guys can share or connect, stories. Everybody has a similar story at the end of the day. So it's just like, how does each individual process them? And I know that I was processing it in a different way of just like suppressing it with things, whether they were productive or not, or just really just closing the door and locking that memory. And all of a sudden, like, you start realizing, wow, like, why do I still think about this? Or why is this still affecting me? And it's because I, at that time, had not unlocked that door. And right now, I feel like I'm not a messiah. I'm not like fully here or anything. But that door is no longer locked. It's closed. And when I'm ready, I open it and I address whatever I need to. And the more I do that, it's like decluttering this closet, organizing it and identifying things like, yeah, this happened to me, or mom did that to me, or whatnot. But, you know, what were the circumstances, and what would I have loved to have been done to me instead? And then just like identifying it, because they will always be there in that closet. It's part of the memory. It's part of the life. It's part of your journey. This is how you address it and how you confront it. And I think these breathing courses just really gives you that that tool to either organize, or the tool to confront it. And to be more confident about yourself, because you know that you're yourself doing it and doing that work. Mm-hmm. I want to share that.
Thanks. So, Jesse, you're having a virtual follow-up for the Sky Resilience training today. Is that correct?
The virtual follow-up class will be tomorrow? 10 a.m. And this is primarily for folks that have already gone through the course. I do encourage anybody that would love to go through it, or is curious about it. Once you go through this course, which is either the 3-day or the 5-day, then you get put into a list of folks that have completed the course that you could do follow-ups. There's follow-ups that are like once a week, once a month. And so here in Long Beach, we're really pioneering this, and we really want to, you know, have this accessible for the whole community itself. And so we're like little by little, just like trekking forward and having amazing people going through it and sharing the story. But most importantly, you know, we want to be able to have this so we have it more recurring, and folks can partake on it a little bit more, because it should be accessible to everybody.
But I was going to ask, like, what do you focus on during the follow-up? Like, do you see if they've been following with the exercises, or if, like... yeah. example?
Yeah, definitely. So that would be a question more for the instructor, mm-hmm. Talasi. We were able to get an instructor in this region. She's local, and she's really hyped and motivated to do more courses. So she would definitely be the one to be evaluating how folks are doing and stuff. But from what I've gone through, and I can speak on that only, is like, you know, you go there, this will be virtual, so you'll be at home, PJs, whatever, something comfortable, yoga mat, and it will be like a 45-minute exercise of everything you've gone, all the exercises you've gone through, and then maybe a little follow-up, how you've been feeling, how's the process, you know, more of like intimate group questions and stuff like that. So yeah, that's my take.
And then this question is kind of for both of you. Gina, did you think that the workshop met your expectations and like had outcomes that you were hoping for? And then Jesse, did you find that based on what Gina said and possibly from what other people's responses are to the workshop, do you feel that the outcomes were what you're hoping for, or are there things you hope to improve for future workshops?
Okay, Gina.
Well, I think it's really important to point out again how powerful it is that this workshop offers something as simple as breathing as being a key to unlocking the door, like Jesse was talking about earlier. Like, this isn't a guru telling you only listen to me, I have the answers, and you have to stay with me forever and pay me a lot of money and I'll help you, you know? Yeah. And the same for take this pill or do this thing, or you know, it's hey, it's your own breath. It's your own instrument. It's your own thing that you're already doing. So focus it and do it intentionally just for a few minutes a day and watch things change. That's basically what the workshop leader said. And you know, at first you're like, sure. Right.
Right.
You know, that's great. And one more thing I can go, oh, it was great for the 3 days while you did it, but then it's gone, you know?
Right.
But she's such a natural at, like, she's been doing it for so many years, and she's very grounded and calm. And there is actually, you know, it's not all heavy and serious. There is actually a fun part to this. And for me, after doing it a few days, and, you know, it's not easy being somebody who has attention deficit disorder,
yeah.
coming back to something day after day, after a few days, I started to miss it. Like, if I missed a day, I was like, dang. You know, that
yeah.
this is not, my day's not going so well. Well, did you do the breathing? No. Well, there you go. You
right.
know? So it was amazing to me that way.
Yeah, definitely. I can relate to that. So practicing it has helped. And so for me, like going to your question, things that we've been learning as we go, obviously, but we've had great people behind us, like, you know, advising us and stuff. I think that our goal for next year is to host 3 workshops throughout the year. And if we're able and if there's like a bigger demand, definitely we can do something more. But learning from the things that we've gone through, it just keeps getting easier. So we already have like a layout, a paradigm of how we go about doing this. And like I said, it just keeps getting easier. Now we have an instructor that's local. So that was the biggest hurdle, because you have to fly someone out down here and you have to raise some extra funds to accommodate. You know, just luckily, like for this workshop, it has been free. And then also with the hard work that our group here at PODE has done, fundraising funds in the community, like we've been able to pay portions of what these courses are at the end of the day. So
and then we're starting to come toward the end of the interview, and I just wanted to ask, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you guys wish to share, like any upcoming events, or is there anything about the workshop that you wanted to share before we end this?
Well, I'm going to shamelessly plug the upcoming Long Beach Veterans Day celebration.
Please do.
So the city is hosting a free, family-friendly Veterans Day celebration 2 weeks from tomorrow. So Saturday, November 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Houghton Park, which is 6301 Myrtle Avenue in North Long Beach. And because the city has is supporting this at a higher level than in the past, there'll be a lot to offer from The Satin Dolls, which is like a USO show with, song and dance. And
that would be awesome.
Knight Rider, the 80s, 90s tribute band, will be there. And then a local DJ, Mr. Quick, will be emceeing. So there will be, and there will also be 5 flyovers with historic aircraft. Wow. So, yeah. That's so it's going to be awesome. Really exciting.
And we'll also have the jumping house.
Yeah, we'll have the giant obstacle course for the adults. Yeah, so we're hoping that the veterans will challenge each other for bragging rights on that giant obstacle course. Yes, there will be a bouncy house for the kids as well. So kids zone, food truck, the giant obstacle course, a veterans and community resources fair, the live music, the flyovers. So Veterans Day 2023, Saturday, November 11th.
Yeah, that'll be super fun. We did it last year. We had a great time. The bouncy house, the obstacle bouncy house, definitely, if you're curious to even know how that looks like, just come on out. We had kids playing through it. We had parents going through the obstacle course. Then all of a sudden, like, we had a time race and people were like really plowing through the obstacle course. It was really fun. And, you know, people were like sliding down the big slide and coming out with big smiles. Yeah, definitely check it out. And then for Pode, we're starting to sum up the activities for this year. We will be having a social night in December. So the date and time and location still be to be determined. But we really want to highlight everything we've done this year collectively. The beach cleanups that we've done every third Saturday of the month, that commitment that we gave to the donors last year for Long Beach Gives, which we were volunteering our time for, you know, a $30 like minimum donation, and that helped us get donuts for the volunteers. Like, we got a canopy and little things like that that you could do with funds that can take you so long. So appreciate everybody that's donated and continues to donate. We've also done hikes with meditative components through it. So like, we did a hike up in the Malibu Saddleback Mountain, and we did a meditation up there, and that was really nice. We have it on our Instagram, and just capturing the view and the moment and just being present, just doing something different. And then also, like, I do paint days at the park. I've done like a couple, but they seem to be really popular, so I'm trying to work out the details, hopefully with 2024, on making a little bit bigger, more recurring. So yeah, definitely come by, stay tuned on our Instagram, POTE_crew with the K. You'll see when we'll have the social night. Everybody's welcome. We'll have it somewhere where they'll have pizza or food or something, some drinks. Come and hang out and foresee what we're trying to do for 2024.
Awesome. Okay, everyone, that concludes the end of the interview. I just wanted to thank both Jesse and Gina for coming and interviewing with me. And for the listeners, I'll be back on the radio on Tuesday, and I hope everyone has an amazing Friday. Thank you.